Green Bay's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in New Hampshire issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Trump administration from implementing the president's executive order on birthright citizenship. Judge certified a class action lawsuit by the ACLU that includes all children who would be impacted. It follows a Supreme Court decision that limits judges' authority on nationwide injunctions. ABC's Catherine Falder says this is different.
The reality is here that with the Supreme Court ruling, we are entering an entirely different legal landscape. We haven't really seen the effects of that yet. So this is an interesting challenge to observe, especially as it works its way through the appeals court. Of course, as we've discussed, there's that 7-day period for the Trump administration to appeal, which I'm sure they will.
The death toll in Texas jumping to 120 following flash flooding last week, and more than 160 are still missing. Search crews continuing to canvass miles along the Guadalupe River. On Wall Street, stocks are up in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The person suspected of carjacking a Prevea Health shuttle van at knife point in Green Bay on Tuesday has been arrested. 46-year-old Geraldine Soto of Keshena was taken into custody in Chicago yesterday. The van, however, has not been recovered. Police are still looking for the 2022 dark gray Chrysler Pacifica with license plate number 35729AFT. The incident is still under investigation. The city of Oshkosh will no longer provide EMS ambulance services to seven municipalities it's contracted with. The Common Council voted unanimously Tuesday to discontinue service to the towns of Winneconne, Rushford, Poygan, Utica, and Omro, the city of Omro, and the village of Winneconne. At issue is not the cost. It's not the distance from Oshkosh. It's manpower. Deputy Mayor Joe Stevenson.
I really want to stress that this, for me, and I know for my other council members, is not an economics issue. It's not a money issue. This really is a staffing issue and an issue for our citizens. We want to make sure they have the best service possible. We want to make sure our staff is happy to be here and not stretched too thin.
Last year, Oshkosh decided to add another ambulance to its fleet, but has not been able to find applicants to staff that ambulance. Contracts with Algoma, Black Wolf, and Akaimai will continue through 2026. No longer will the teams in Manitowoc be known as the Falcons, or the Mustangs, or Griffins, or Warhawks, or Wolves. All team mascots at elementary and middle schools in the Manitowoc Area School District will adopt Lincoln High's Ship's mascot. Superintendent Lee Tennis says the change will unite the schools and the community with a shared identity that celebrates Manitowoc's maritime history. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The crew celebrates a sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before hosting the Nationals tomorrow night. Their crew celebrating a sweep of the Dodgers with a 3-2 victory yesterday in extra innings. Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until late in the fifth, facing a Dodgers lineup like Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman.
They are really good. You know, I just try to control the count, you know, and they do really well, you know, especially when two strikes, they don't chase too much. So they really discipline in the home plate, especially the three guys.
The Dodgers have now lost six in a row. Manager Dave Roberts.
Today was frustrating to lose. I thought the way we competed, couldn't put a crooked number up. You know, we had them where we wanted them, and we just couldn't finish it.
Then last night after the game, Pat Murphy announced.
Okay, we got good news. Trevor McGill has been named to the All-Star team. Fitting.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today and becoming more muggy, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms late tonight as a warm front arrives. It may bring some gusty winds and heavy rainfall, which could create some flash flooding, especially because the risk for rain continues for Friday and even into our Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, you sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brewer bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Pat Kreitlow is along. We'll also talk to Rusty Volk, the fair director, and Eric Anderson of the U.S. Coupe Championship.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And we are back. Let's go to Mike from Gainesville, Virginia, wins the Most Patient Listener Award. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey there, Jefferson. Yes, MAGA is the Phantom Menace Party. They basically just create phantom menaces so they can justify their unconstitutional actions. The entire roundup of illegal aliens is, all based on Phantom Menace. There may be 2% of all illegal aliens or non-documented, migrants that, have committed crimes. But they've blown it up that everyone has to be removed, even though there's only civil penalties for being in the United States, without documentation.
Yep.
And they basically have created a secret, they've turned ICE into a secret police force. They don't wear badges, and they don't wear number badges. So there's no accountability, which is the key for secret police. And the tariffs are totally based on a lie. Tariffs are paid for by Americans, not by foreigners. The foreigner could offset some of the tariffs, but that would lower the tariff revenue to the U.S. government if you did that.
Yeah. No, I hear. So your key point is that you're likening the MAGA movement to the Phantom Menace, the Star Wars movie.
No, what I'm alluding to is basically this is the foundation for fascism. That's why it's called the Phantom Menace in the movie. This is the total foundation of fascism. You have to create an other. You have to create problems that are not real so you can try to solve them. So you can create. So this is the key to fascism.
Yeah.
I'm using Phantom Menace because everybody knows about the Phantom Menace. Basically, there wasn't a problem, but they created it. So the Democratic Party needs to be real solutions to real problems.
I like that. Is there anything, Mike, and not to put you on the spot, anything you're doing, any way you're spending your time that you want to plug to other people, anything where you're, any way you're finding energy or finding an outlet?
I've been involved in early voting in Virginia for the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. I knew we had a problem, because of the people that were coming up to us during early voting in Virginia. If we had problems in Virginia, we're going to lose in Pennsylvania. Yep. So we've been trying to organize and get more and more people. That's been a big effort.
Appreciate that.
Throughout the primary season, we basically handed out contact cards to all the Democratic voters trying to get more people to join. I basically went to the No Kings Day protest. I basically I want I want people to get involved here. We have to do more. I mean, really, this is essential to get more. And I also want to say one other thing was that lady said she on her sign which says GOP. You should never use GOP. You should use MAGA. Because it's not the Grand Army of the Republican Party anymore. You have to make it clear. This is not the old Republican Party. This is a totally new fascist takeover.
Mike, thank you so much for the call, and thanks for what you're doing. Handed out cards for the early voting. I've been thinking about that 3.5%. I'm going to take Nicholas, who is one of our moderators and a good friend of the program, who has a couple thoughts. But I've been thinking about that 3.5% number. And if we're going to push for 12 million people to do something, I want 12 million people to do something. Now, going to protest counts. Banging pots and pans could count. Signs can count if they are consistent and regular. But imagine if we could generate 12 million volunteers in this country fighting for democracy. 12 million people who are helping people vote, 12 million people who are advocating for better voting rules, 12 million people who are engaged as precinct committee people, 12 million people helping lead conservation voters, 12 million people that are helping Planned Parenthood, 12 million people that are helping NARAL, Pro-Choice America, 12 million people who are engaged in their labor union, helping to organize new young workers, 12 million people who are showing up to help keep protesters safe, 12 million people who are involved in nonviolent protest, 12 million people who are helping engage other people, engage democracy. Nicholas from San Cristobal, Mexico, you are on the air.
How are you, Jefferson? You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Very appreciated here. Listen, first of all, kudos to your dad, as usual, for being such a smart and informed guy. He brought up the Scottish tidal electric generating turbine. I might remind him, your father, and everybody else, FDR attempted this back in the 1940s in Eastport, Maine. I only know that because a long time ago I had a summer house in Eastport, Maine. And on the causeway between the island, which is Eastport essentially, and the mainland, there was a whole community built of little houses for the workers that were to oversee the running of this whole system. I don't know whatever became of it. He couldn't get enough funding to, you know, install the actual turbines. But the idea was good then, it's good now, and the Scottish are proving it, and kudos to your dad for knowing about it. Quickly, I'm trying to move along here. Your caller from Iceland, thank you, sir, for educating the American people as to how we are going to get out of this mess. I hope people listened to him carefully. It's not just pots and pans, although that's a big part of it. He's quite correct. It's not a kumbaya picnic party to have big demonstrations where everybody's on the same side and congratulating each other and feeling wonderful about what they're doing. Yes, that's important. Hopefully it will help to make some changes. But more is needed. He's quite right. We've got to become louder, much louder. That's why he mentioned the pots and pans. And to move directly into that and what we need to change, we need a new party. It happened in Iceland, and that's what got me thinking I should call today. It was Birgitta Jónsdóttir who started what was called the Pirate Party. And for those who do not know about it, they cannot understand how the Icelandic people took the government over to the favor of they, the people. And now it works beautifully. They actually are the only ones who ever imprisoned the banksters who brought about the entire 08-09 financial collapse of Lehman Brothers initially and on, you know the history. We need a new party as well, at least to name the movement of the protests that are occurring, if not an actual party. And I'm suggesting we use the name American Revolution in that moniker, the New American Revolution. Everybody admires the revolutionary fighters against King George. It's part of our history. It's part of our DNA. I think we need New American Revolution in the name, and we need to reclaim no taxation without representation. It's our money they're spending, and they are not spending it the way we want them to and we need them to. And that's all I got. That's my little rant.
All right, Nicholas, thanks a bunch. We'll take one more call before the break. Let's go to Tom from Media Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm going to preface this. I'm a Republican, but I do not want people to lose their Medicaid. And I'm willing to volunteer, and I'm willing to go to my state and local representatives in the field office to do three things. I mean, one is to make sure that if people can't find jobs and have to volunteer for 20 hours to keep their Medicaid, that these Medicaid things are these Medicaid these volunteer opportunities are available and that they have transportation. And number two, go to the state officials to identify everybody that they have in their district that's on Medicaid. Make sure that their contact information is correct, and you know, also that that they're able to contact them personally and make sure that they're in the system. And three, you know, before they lose Medicaid, they have to get a 30-day notice. Make sure within that 30-day notice of losing it that they're going to get someone in there to help them. I'm willing to volunteer one day a week, you know, if this goes into effect, to help them. And this is concrete information stuff rather than performative.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. And, yeah, we'll welcome a bipartisan pro-healthcare movement. Hopefully that can get to Washington.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy the Triple S Market, Sip, Shop, Sing, every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. With local artisans, open mic, guest food trucks, a full menu of incredible Caribbean Taste food, charcuterie, mimosas, and more. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun!
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
The Bergstrom Used Car Sale is underway at all Bergstrom locations. Get 4.44% financing for 72 months on 2,000 used trucks, SUVs, and cars. We're overstocked with thousands of local trade-ins from our recent June sale, and every vehicle is sale-priced. Shop Wisconsin's largest used vehicle inventory, all with Bergstrom's negotiation-free upfront pricing, including our exclusive 7-day price protection and money-back guarantee for complete peace of mind. Plus, every Bergstrom used vehicle is certified and comes with a warranty. Have a vehicle to sell? Bergstrom will pay you top dollar and cut you a check the same day. Don't miss out on 4.44% financing for 72 months during the Bergstrom Used Car Sale. To approve credit on 2019 and newer vehicles, older vehicles qualify for different rates and 731.25. Choose from thousands of vehicles starting at $59.95. Local trade-ins, all sale priced from a team you can trust. Stop in to any Bergstrom location today or shop and purchase at BergstromAuto.com.
Are you a puzzle lover who's ready for some friendly competition? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And on Sunday, July 13th at the Barrel House at Badger State Brewing, from 1 till 8 p.m., you can join the fun that is Puzzles or Paws. It's a cat-tastic challenge that raises funds for Brewster's Place, a nonprofit no-kill cat rescue. So spend your afternoon puzzling or checking out the silent auctions. Head to wgbw.fm, click events, and see where to get your tickets.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
You've probably heard the rumor you can't grow cartilage. But what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body need most. For healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut, just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. And right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Available only at GetNativePath.com/Tom. That's GetNativePath, GetNativePath.com/Tom. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. And we are back. Joy of a closing line.
Yes, I want to know if you ever watched the movie, They Live.
Here's what I've got. Here's what I got for you, though. Here's what I've got for you, Joy. I just looked. I need to find the list. I think it was Rolling Stone who looked at the best. We do a thing on the 4th of July weekend. We go to the beach with our extended motley crew of a family, and we had movie night. And I wanted, and our tradition is watch an 80s movie. Okay, it's an 80s movie, movie night. And I went, was it Rolling Stone? It might have been Rolling Stone. I got to find the article because I thought of you. And they listed the 100 greatest movies from the 80s, and They Live made the list. It was like pretty high, like 30-something on the list.
Did you watch it?
Joy, what I just said was so I didn't have to admit to you, I still haven't watched it. but I'm getting it from more sources. One of these days.
Here's the thing. It's that we have been taken over, and we really need to acknowledge that. And it is not a new thing. And when you look at, the pyramids, and so far back, we are not alone on this planet. And when you look at what has been going on, look at what happened with SCOTUS, how much we are being manipulated. And we have to see that we are not alone, and we have to start recognizing that we are not alone, and we have to...
So, Joy, I think there's a perfect Friday topic, but you've called on a Thursday. But I do think...
I wasn't sure I could get through.
No, so. It's fair. No, I appreciate it.
Thank you for taking the call, Jefferson. I always appreciate talking with you, and best to your dad, too.
No, always. Joy, and likewise. And the thing I was going to say was, I should probably figure out a trade. If I watch the movie, what are you going to do? And I don't mean something for, like, me. I mean, it could be something for the show. But I should figure out a trade. Like something should happen. If I do watch the Rowdy Roddy Piper movie, okay, that it seems like something should happen. So, Joy, think on that for a second. You can ping the show. All right. Let's go to Maverick from Edmonds, Washington. You're on the air. Maverick, what a great name.
Hey, thanks, Jefferson, and it's not my real name. It's my radio name for Tom Harmon's program.
Your parents didn't name you Maverick? I'm shocked. I just assumed it must have been your given name.
It is not after the character that Tom Cruise played, because he's a knucklehead. I don't like him.
All right.
It's more that I am a maverick. Anyway, thanks for what you're doing. I got to admit, I didn't like you very much at first, but I was wrong. You do a great job. And you got a sense of humor.
That's hilarious. All right, go ahead.
You got a sense of humor. A couple of things. I want to talk about signage. I've been to, I think, 5 protests, and I wasn't scheduled, but I grabbed a microphone at one of them and riled up the crowd a little bit. But I want to say something about immigration first, very quickly. I have worked with immigrants my entire life, from, Europe to the Spanish-speaking countries. I love all of them. These people are, they've been wonderful. They're interesting. And you know what they bring to this country, in my opinion? They bring hard work and delicious food. And I wouldn't want to trade that for anything. Think about it.
No, and Maverick, it is. I mean, imagining the United States of America without immigrants is an impossibility. Like, literally, the country as it is would not exist.
You're absolutely right.
I don't just mean there wouldn't be taco trucks. I mean, literally, the country as we know it wouldn't exist. So it somehow it's just gotten all tangled. But you said, is there anything you wanted to say about the signage for protests? You've been going out, going to these protests, picking up the mic at some of them. Go ahead.
Yeah, so about a month, maybe 2 months ago, Tom had a guest on, and he had this genius idea that we should show up with MAGA hats at our No Kings protest. And he had 3 reasons why, and they were all good. I can only remember one of them, and that it was a psyop. And I thought, that's absolutely brilliant. The only downside is you have to buy a MAGA hat, and that's that. But we need to recapture this whole USA thing that the right has seemed to have usurped. Like, they're the only ones that care about the country. So an American flag is, I think, a great piece of signage. They're inexpensive, and you can bring them easily, and
I love the idea of including some flags in these protests. Absolutely. Let's get quickly to Charles. And Maverick, thank you for the kind words. And for giving me a chance. I appreciate that. I want to say it's been fun. Yesterday was the day for compliments, and we were doing a good show, and people called in, and then, it's like anytime you're on a high wire and people say, oh, you're doing a good job balancing, or risk you're going to fall off the high wire. Today has been the day for well, I used to think you sucked, but now I think you're all right. Like, or like, not as good as Tom, but you're all right. those are the compliments I'm getting today, which I think are fitting. I'll take them. If we're going to get to 12 million people, some of those people are going to have to just tolerate one another, including tolerating me. And I will take toleration. I hope for more than toleration. I hope for jubilation. I hope for celebration. But if all I can get is toleration, heck, that's better than nothing. 202-808-9925. We'll be back with speed round and then the big, big finish. Wow, it goes quick. We appreciate you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Love the idea of American flags, these protests. We are the patriots who are trying to fight for democracy. Let's do that. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stock with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc, sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over 1 million Americans, and I pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out, you need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 p.m., I'll be joined by Republican State Representative Duke Tucker to talk about his recent legislation to institute term limits for all major elected offices in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Bug experts are calling a new type of tick being found in Wisconsin a reason for concern, but still consider Lyme disease spread by deer ticks the bigger worry. Terry Barr has more.
The number of Lyme disease cases tripled across the state during the last 10 years, and the cause of it, deer ticks, can now be found everywhere beyond the woods, including city lawns. Here's UW Insect Diagnostic Lab entomologist PJ Leash.
A tick like a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes quite a while. They really need to be attached for about 36 hours, so about a day and a half before transmission can occur. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks.
The new breed is the Lone Star tick, and it spreads the alpha gal syndrome through a bite, which is an allergy to red meat. The tick is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors at Mayo Clinic say they're just starting to see more patients with that bizarre allergy.
The Wisconsin State Patrol's asking residents to participate in a nationwide contest to choose the best-looking cruiser. The contest is organized by the American Association of State Troopers, and the top 13 vote-getters will be featured in the organization's 2026 wall calendar. The Wisconsin State Patrol's entry this year features a cruiser parked in front of the last coal-fired steamship in the country, which is also a designated historical landmark. Voting for the best-looking cruiser contest can be completed online and will be open until 5 p.m. July 11th. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mostly sunny today and becoming more muggy, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms late tonight as a warm front arrives. It may bring some gusty winds and heavy rainfall, which could create some flash flooding, especially because the risk for rain continues for Friday and even into our Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids' activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, doing some recombobulating, an extended session with Dan Schaefer, who joins us at 9:30. I hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For all of your support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
We are back. I want to say thank you to our sponsor, Vibrance. But for the people who sponsor this program, we couldn't do the show. And we greatly, greatly appreciate all of our sponsors, all of our non-commercial affiliates, and everybody who makes possible the running of this program. We'll do more of a plug in a moment. Let's go straight back to your phone calls. John, let's do speed round so we can clear this board by the end of the call. John from West Allis, Wisconsin.
Thank you. First of all, I think you're doing a great job, so don't accept just okay.
Oh, I was just laughing. Go ahead.
What I want to say is we've got a bunch of legislators who claim to really love our Constitution, and they promote free speech in the First Amendment. Of course, they use it to give their version of free lies. They absolutely swoon at the thought of the Second Amendment, but they totally ignore one important part of the Constitution, which is called the preamble, which why bother to have a Constitution in the first place? And one of those important principles on the preamble is to promote the general welfare, not the welfare of the billionaires, not the welfare of huge corporations, the
general welfare. Yep. It's a great
That's
plug.
That's my comment.
Thank you very much. And I think, and I love rooting our strategy, our language, our principles within founding documents. And there's good stuff in there, and too much of it's been misappropriated, but promoting the general welfare, what a great principle. Because we can think of elected officials as fiduciaries, and we can think of them as people who are there for the benefit of everybody, and build a movement and build political power that is not built around power itself, but building around promoting, even that just that as a first principle, building a general welfare. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Let's go to Robin from Kingston. You're on the air, Robin.
Hey, Jefferson, how are you? Thank you for the call, and I support, I've always liked you, so I haven't changed. This is about language here today, yep. And I'm sort of have a PhD in the street with what I call my messaging. I've actually formed a concept called civil informationing, which we might get to later. I would just like to give a little advice to people out there when they're considering making their own signs and whatever. The simpler is the better. Less is more. Just simple. It's very hard to pare good words down into meaning something. And a pet peeve of mine, something that the right wing very rarely does is to use acronyms. They don't use acronyms for a reason. It's kind of using acronyms means that your audience member already knows what that means. And if you're trying to educate somebody who is uneducated, using a word that means nothing to them isn't very effective. And then all of a sudden, when you learn the word, you're in a club and end up being a little bit too snobby and stuff like that. It just doesn't work. Acronyms don't work. Here, just use the words. And here's a couple of little drops in that thing that I think help. Frank Luntz is the famous communicator, sure, wordsmith for the Republicans. And he never used the acronym PBA, okay? And that's because the words of surrounding, supporting PBA are so very effective. partial birth abortion.
Yeah.
Why would you use PBA versus partial birth abortion? And then, of course, we can ask you, Jeff, what does BLM stand for? And if you answered Black Lives Matter, I would say nope.
Bureau of Land Management.
That's correct, okay? And then there's one up in Seattle here that I found very interesting, and the acronym is OWLS, which is actually a word, as you know, okay? And being from the Pacific Northwest, you would think that it would have something to do with preserving those feathery creatures or something to do with the environment. But nope, it's Organized Workers for Labor Solidarity. So you go backwards in many ways by using acronyms, okay? But when people are considering writing a message board, this is what I use for my thinking. The very first thing is, who is my audience? When I go to wherever I go, who is the audience there? Second is, what message do I want to simply present to them? Okay, and then the third is the function of the location. Example, if you're in a highway overpass, 8.5 by 11 handwritten thing on a piece of paper isn't going to work. An example that I use that really, really works well is I have a larger farm foam board on a pole, of 1x2 board. Is play more sports and cancel all wars, okay? And, of course, you can see what my audience is. I'm going to the big baseball and football fields and stand outside there because civil information.
No, and where I want to connect it, I do want to keep you to. I want to make sure we get to the next call. We've been on for 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
So thank you, Robin. The dots I do want to connect. What I heard is what I really like what you're saying is connecting the dots between you and the audience and thinking about your audience. Now, acronyms, some work, right? USA is a pretty powerful acronym, but the OWL, instead of making clear who the workers are, or nobody would say an acronym for partial birth abortion, thinking about what words will actually work and thinking about that audience, I think is great. I have a story that I might have time for, but it's the best opening argument that I ever heard. Or rather, the best opening argument that I was ever taught. And I don't think I've shared that before. If time allows, I will. But let me jump to Charles, because we're supposed to be doing speed round. Charles from Vancouver, you're on the air.
I'm sorry, shut it off. I'll take you off speaker. It's a pleasure. I really appreciate your perception. The question you asked earlier in the show had to do with what really are you afraid of or scares you in the current situation. And it's not the hardworking immigrants that come in here and do things. Of course, Senator Tommy Tuberville thinks that Medicaid recipients are going to do those jobs in the fields. Of course, completely wrong. But what really scares me is the institutionalized religion that has so much power in the airwaves and over people. I'm a recovering Catholic. My experience in Catholic school was an education basically based on mythology, indoctrination, fear, and punishment. That's my personal experience. And just like the Jehovah's Witness knocks on my door that tells me that Jesus is going to come and save us all, there'll be no government, it'll just be Jesus. That's the stuff that really scares me, because it's been so institutionalized, you know, Christian Broadcasting Network supporting Israel and not giving a rat's behind about the thousands and thousands of children and innocent people killed in the Palestine Gaza Strip. And they openly rail in their sermons about that, you know, the demons, the mark of the devil. You know, it's to me, I respect everybody's view, but in essence, it has no base in science. It's just mythology. So that's what really scares me, Jefferson. Right. Can I say one last thing? I know it's only one topic.
If it's super quick.
Okay, you know, they had that procession for the firefighters that were killed, and I'm sorry about that. But, you know, they should have a procession for that 17-year-old nonverbal autistic kid in Pocatello, Idaho, that was murdered by four cops in 20 seconds. That's who the procession should be.
Charles, thank you for the call. I want to go to Lynn from North Bend, Oregon. Go ahead, Lynn.
Oh, here we go. Okay. This is a little chant out there to make it simple. Pay people to care, not kill. Pay people to care, not kill. Pay people to care, not kill. We have 1.45 million 501c3s that can become paid, caring jobs with a good basic income, health care, and a safe place to live, and single-payer health care. Because they do that for military, you get a place to live, you get health care, and you get a place, a good basic income. So we're going to shift it to caring jobs. And there is a new group, NIB Coalition, capital N, capital I, capital B, Coalition. And it's a new group of ex-profit bankers that are now the National Infrastructure Bankers Coalition. And they're for new nonprofit banking systems that can help us with pay people to care, not kill.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Lynn, say again the nonprofit banking portion.
Oh, it's capital N, capital I, capital B, coalition.org.
Thank you very much. It's an acronym.
Oh, wait, real quick, Jefferson. I have on change.org, there is that petition legislation, CARES Act. Pay people to care, stop warfare systems that people can add to. Because all money was made up, and we have to change the money out of, you know, hate and warring and the dark systems into enlightenment, peace, healing. So it's on change.org, Legislation CARES Act, pay people to care, and stop the warfare systems, and people can add to it. Thank you.
Lynn, thank you, Lynn. The thing I'll tell you about, the thing I'll tell people about North Bend, Oregon, it is not near Bend, Oregon. This is the thing I want to tell people about North Bend, Oregon. I ran into an old friend who told me a story about when he flew into Bend, Oregon, and asked how far North Bend.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We dug holes, little foxholes, to jump into and take cover when you heard them coming. But after a few weeks, you didn't worry about it anymore. What was the point? They weren't aiming at you. They just fired the damn things. So if you were going to get hit, you were really going to get hit. That was my attitude, which I realize now was really stupid. But that's just the way it was. I don't know why I did it, but instead of jumping into a hole, I walked around with my camera, hoping to get a great picture. When sappers got into the perimeter, they would have explosive charges and satchel charges on them. A few were suicide attacks with everything strapped to their bodies. They tried to kill as many guys as they could. It seemed like that was their main mission. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Don't count sheep when you're on vacation. Pack your bags and get away to the Independence Stay Hotel Long-Term Suites in Marinette, Wisconsin. Offering short and long-term stays, the Independence Stay Hotel has the best lodging accommodations with delicious breakfasts daily, saltwater swimming pool and spa, workout facility, and much more. Furnished with amazing beds, flat-screen TVs, and climate control for a perfect night's rest. Book your room at IndependenceStay.com and stop counting sheep.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation. which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the Recombobulation Area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom. We are coming back in just a moment with our final calls. Sue from Alhambra, California. I know Alhambra, right adjacent to South Pasadena and near San Marino, as I recall.
Yes, that's correct. Now, my call today is to have the people stop buying Christmas trees during, you know, for a Christmas holiday that they decorate for 2 weeks and then toss out like they're trash. We need to leave them in the ground where they can be effective and help it offset the climate crisis that we're having.
For the Christmas in July, Christmas tree extravaganza. That we got to make sure. No, you're early. I'm just saying, Sue, you are planning well ahead.
That's right.
We don't get a lot of Christmas calls in July, maybe for Christmas in July, but I appreciate your planning. It's like Christmas Eve when I remember to get my Christmas tree.
Before they start chopping these trees down and then logging the dead carcasses away, leave them in the ground where they can continue to live and thrive and help make the offset the environmental crisis.
Thank you, Sue, for the call. Susie from Gig Harbor, Washington, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to real quick make an observation. My last 10 years, I worked in retail. Prior to that, I was in veterinary medicine for like 30 years. My last 10 years in retail, I'll never do it again. But my observation was this. I was a cashier at one of the busiest stores in my area, and I would see between 200 and 300 people a day just through my line. And I kid you not, the people that were the rudest to me and to the other people in line were white, and the people that were the kindest, and you always heard please and thank you and just thank you, and they treated each other nice, were the Latinos, the Islam, anybody that was not white, that was brown, were absolute dears. And I worry about my little customers because I'm no longer working there, and I know there's a lot of them that are probably running or hiding or whatever. But it was an observation, and I went through COVID as a cashier. And let me tell you, white trash is real. When you see some big, fat, white, sweaty breeder woman with two cartloads of crap, one which is filled to the brim with liquor, and the other is filled to the brim with canned goods, and then you see this little gentleman behind her with a couple of crappy cans of sauerkraut, it breaks your heart. So
why you got to take shots of sauerkraut?
Oh, yeah, well, that's going to be a hoot tonight.
I like
dinner.
Some sauerkraut.
Cleaned off the shelf.
I'm a little, I could lose a few pounds myself. So I will say.
Yeah, well, anyhow, it's just an observation. And we have brown people in our family, and we love them dearly, and we worry about them. And there's nothing kinder than the Latinos, the way they treat each other and their neighbors and their family. They're just, they're genuinely beautiful people. And white people are entitled.
I appreciate it, Susie. Some of my best friends, you say white trash, I might resemble that statement. I was raised by a single mom and didn't always have good clothes, but I do understand and very much appreciate. Not only did you give me a laugh, but there is not only a risk, but a reality of entitlement. That if you think that you have, that the country belongs to you rather than we all belong kind of together, it does yield the reality of entitlement. Joe, you're our last caller. You got 30 seconds.
Yes. Yesterday you had a civil rights attorney on, and he cited a case law where he could hold these people accountable in federal court. Do you remember the case that he was discussing so I can look it up?
You're saying the case, which case number?
He was a civil rights attorney, and he was going to say that you could take the ICE agents to court and sue them for damages if they take you into custody and you're American citizen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll have to follow up after. But, oh, man. But, yeah, no, I've got the notes on that. But I'll have to follow up with you after. That's an interesting final phone call, Joe. Because it's the biggest thing he was advocating for was finding a civil rights lawyer who was active. He was retired, who could then file a case. But you're not going to do that on your own, right? Find a plaintiff's lawyer who's good, who can file the appropriate lawsuit. The other key thing from that was that it was based on mistreatment of citizens. So you'd have to be sort of precise in the lawsuit.
He recited a case, though, that he was referencing. Do you remember the name of that case so I can do my own research on that?
No, I do not. I do not remember the case that was mentioned yesterday. I do not. Forgive me.
Okay. Thank you so much. And you're a great co-host, so just keep up the great work.
Thanks, Joe, even if I can't remember the case. Joe, thank you so much. Here's where I want to finish. First of all, it's Thank You Thursday. I want to thank all of you. I got one more day with you, and that's tomorrow, and we'll be back. And then Tom will be back with you on Monday. We had one of the callers who said, when are we going to get over tribalism? And I have two answers, at least. One is to some degree, never. But one thing we can do is broaden our impression of who our tribe is. We can soften our tribalism. We can get better at it. I think we can improve it even more than on the margins. But we can broaden our definition of who counts. And to me, everybody counts. Everybody's got to count. We know that from Bosch, right? Nobody counts or everybody counts. Everybody counts. And that's one of the wonderful things about this country. Not the thing we should be trying to do to exclude others, but how do we recognize the opportunity we have to make this historic thing about a country that works for everybody? That's a thing to work towards. You're the coalition of benevolently irrational, good people doing good things for no good reason. You are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. Be back with you tomorrow. We appreciate you. Thanks to the team who does this show.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media Radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, the death toll climbing once again with 120 deaths blamed on the catastrophic flooding last week. 96 of them in hard-hit Kerr County are missing. Lauren Tyler was on vacation in Hunt, Texas when the flash flooding came rushing through. She and her family, though, were on higher ground. She still spoke about the trauma of the floods.
We saw mattresses 30 feet up in trees. We saw the American flag everywhere. Because it was the 4th of July, we were all celebrating.
Tyler has now written a song about the event. President Trump vowing to impose 50% tariffs on copper imports starting August 1st. It would match tariffs already on steel and aluminum imports. The president wants to boost copper production, he says, in the U.S. Analysts say that could take years. Svetlana Dali, the woman convicted of being a stowaway on a JFK to Paris flight in 2024, sentenced today to time served or 7 months. A Brooklyn judge agreed with prosecutors' recommendation that Dali had served time warranted for the crime. This is ABC News.